The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Well, it appears that we finally may have some good news on the job front, with multiple reports this morning that finally we have fewer people applying for unemployment benefits, expected to be just under 2 million this week, and that would be a big improvement and a good sign that things are starting to turn around, and we can start digging ourselves out of this hole. Joining me for a few minutes this morning, Lieutenant Governor Pamela Evatt, as we visit. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well, Joey. How are you?
I'm good. So it appears that maybe there's going to be some good news on the employment front, as this week will not be quite so bad. It'll be the first time since we've kind of started this that we have seen a smaller number, and maybe we can start turning this around.
Yes, you know, that was the hope, is that we would start opening up, people would start hiring, you know, pulling their employees back, and, you know, those numbers would drop. So I'm very encouraged by that. That's what we had hoped for.
Yep. So let's talk for a minute. Give us an update on as far as the state. I know that the governor's Accelerate SC, that they've sort of wrapped up their what they were tasked to do, right?
Yes, we did. So last week, the governor was given the recommendations for Accelerate SC, by Accelerate SC, I should say, with all the guidelines and what we felt was the best way, or I should say the resource committee, to get money in the hands of the people that need it the most. The governor reviewed that. You can see that report on the Accelerate SC website. Now, Accelerate Ed, I believe Superintendent Spearman will be getting her final report next week. So looking forward to seeing what that brings about when it comes to schools.
Yeah, any idea of where we're headed with school in the fall?
So, you know, I know that they're looking at all kinds of creative ways, Joey, to see how we get kids back safely. I know there's been a lot of talk trying to get from K-4, I believe it's either to 6th or 8th grade, to come back in July to kind of assess where they are. We feel that those kids, because of just their age, were at high risk of missing, you know, things that build, you know, education builds from year to year. Those are some key ages. So we'll see how that's going to transpire. I know there's been a lot of talk about that.
Sure. Yep. I saw you on Monday. You spoke for a minute at our first Monday, which it was good just to be able to have a first Monday meeting for once. We had missed the last couple of months. But you're, of course, talking about the census and the importance of the 2020 census, and I think with all that we have going on with COVID-19, with the unrest that we have experienced as a country, people just they're distracted. But the census is very important.
So important, especially like we just talked about education. You know, Molly Spearman said we had not heard from 6% of our public school students since we went virtual. 6% is a huge number. Some of that is because they live in areas that don't have broadband. Broadband is huge when it comes to federal funding, but they need to see the numbers in those areas. So our rural communities are some of our worst and lowest responders, and they need that federal money and grants probably more so than us sitting right here in downtown Greenville, where we can't imagine not having access to Wi-Fi.
Right.
So many reasons why we really have to get our numbers up. We're sitting 39th as of May 31st. We're tied with Hawaii, Joey. I don't know. Hawaii is a beautiful state, but come on, they're on islands.
Yep.
I mean, it's got to be harder to communicate than it is all of us. We really need to do better.
Yep. Talk with us a minute, though. Give us some of the reasons that the census is so important from a funding standpoint? Because you gave some examples the other day that I thought were interesting.
So, you know, if you do the sheer math, we receive about as a state, about $3,000 per person who is counted in the state. So if just 100 people do not get counted, Joey, over 10 years, the state loses $3 million. $3 million that goes for roads and bridges, that goes for broadband, to extending broadband. It goes to programs for our elders. I mean, critical programs, getting them around a doctor's appointment, getting food in their hands. It goes to our schools. Schools get funding through the federal government. There was a municipality that was talking about, well, it was a city who wanted to be a municipality, and it's their numbers through the census that guide some of that. And once you go to that next level, there's more things that had fell just short, and they knew that they were 12% undercounted in just their little location. So public transportation, I talked a lot about that last year and how we wanted to up public transportation everywhere and make it more accessible to help with congestion on the roads. Well, funding for those electric buses that we love, those Proterra buses, it doesn't happen. So lots of reasons. And just the sheer magnitude, just how much of an impact we all can make, starting with each person, starting with themselves filling it out, makes a huge, huge difference here.
Yep. On our guest line this morning, Lieutenant Governor Pamela Abbott. Now, you shared with us the other day you can complete your census form differently this year.
Yes, you can go online to www.my2020census.gov. You put in your address, and you can start the process online. It's safe. It's secure. It takes less than 5 minutes.
Yep, and just no reason not to do this. Again, I think people are just distracted with all the things that we have going on, but as you just said, it can make a big difference over the next decade. So take some time and be sure and complete this. Hopefully, as we mentioned a minute ago, things are going to be on the upturn here, and we're going to see people back to work, businesses reopen, and just a brighter day ahead of us.
That's absolutely right, Joey. Absolutely right. And, you can go down and see how you're doing. Go on the map on that same website, and it will drill down to county, how we're doing it within the state, and right down to a locality, so we can see where our non-responsive areas are. But we did resume field operations on June 1st, on Monday, and so they will be hiring door knockers. They'll be hiring people to man those census offices locally. But let's try to get it done online. That's just, keeping social distancing in mind, and I know how people are a little leery, some people, of just having somebody show up at their door. I would love to save money and not duplicate efforts. Everybody just does their part. We can get it done.
Yep. Lieutenant Governor Pamela Abbott, always good to speak with you. Hope you have a wonderful, thankful Thursday.
Thank you, Joey. Stay safe out there, you and all of your listeners. I look forward to talking to you again next Thursday.
All right. Look forward to it. Thank you.